Unit 3. Christmas Around the World.
Let's enjoy Christmas around the world. On the 13th of December, in the morning, a young Swedish girl called Kirsten was getting ready to celebrate Christmas with her relatives. It began with the St. Lucia ceremony. Kirsten, who was younger than the other girls in her family, put on a white dress with a large red belt and a crown of evergreens with lighted candles on it, and served breakfast to her parents. 2 days before Christmas, she decorated the Christmas tree with candles, apples, Swedish flags, and she made gingerbread biscuits, which made the house smell delicious. For Christmas Eve dinner, her mother and aunts prepared a buffet with special ham, pig feet, dried fish, and many different kinds of sweets. In the traditional rice pudding, they hid an almond. They say that the person who finds it will get married the next year. Kirsten didn't receive gifts from Santa Claus, but from Tomte, a Christmas gnome with a white beard and a red dress, riding a straw goat. In England, Wendy enjoyed celebrating Christmas with her family. Several days before Christmas Eve, they sent cards to their close relations and friends, and the young children wrote a letter to Father Christmas. They tossed the letter into the fire, so their wishes went up the chimney. They decorated the Christmas tree and hung empty stockings over the fireplace or lay pillowcases at the end of their beds. They also left mince pies and sherry for Father Christmas. They dreamt about all the presents they would find on Christmas morning. Everyone wore a very funny Christmas jumper. On Christmas Day, they went to their grandparents' house to eat the traditional dinner. Roast turkey, stuffing, roast potatoes, Brussels sprouts, cranberry sauce, and plum pudding for dessert. Before they began eating, they pulled crackers, decorated cardboard tubes which make a loud bang when pulled apart. They also contain a paper hat, a joke, and a toy or a little present. 2 years ago, Ode was a Belgian exchange student in an Australian family where Christmas happens in the middle of the summer. The weather was completely different. It was warm and humid. The Australians don't celebrate Christmas Eve. That means they don't wait up till midnight for Christmas. However, they still have a nice family dinner. Everybody goes to bed early on Christmas Eve because they get up very early on Christmas Day. Australia is a big country, so family members come from long distances, Sydney, Brisbane and Melbourne. They came to Ode's host family's house for a week. Everybody shared, switched bedrooms and even slept in the lounge to fit everyone in. It was very busy and noisy that week. Ode's host family's grandfather drove for 12 hours and some friends drove for 24 hours. The youngest host's sister woke Ode up at 5 a.m. because she was so excited about her presents. They began by opening their presents in their Santa socks and later the presents under the Christmas tree. At lunch, they had a totally different meal from the one in Belgium. They were outside with family and friends and they ate seafood with many types of salads. Then they relaxed and in the evening they went to an uncle for dinner, but they didn't eat much because they weren't that hungry. At the end of the day, everybody enjoyed going to bed. Christmas in Australia is Ode's favourite because she just relaxed, had fun in the sun, and enjoyed being with everyone.